good morning and welcome in to Today in the Napa Valley, your Chamber of Commerce Napa edition. I'm Ira C. Smith, and we've got a nice program, so settle back, relax, enjoy it. Just enjoy the great weather and the programming we have coming your way right now on KVON. So let's say hello to David Griffiths. David, nice to have you come in today. Before we tell them about what you do, tell us about your background. You came to Napa from where?
I grew up in San Diego. My wife and I moved here in 2015, and I started at Eagle Vines there.
Okay. Now, the Eagle Vine is, of course, now, how did you get interested in this type of work, being around a golf course?
You know, I grew up playing golf. I started playing when I was about six. I played a lot of golf through high school. I started working at a golf club when I was about 15 years old, so I'm about 25 years into the business now.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What about, you mentioned your wife. Is she involved in the community in any way? Does she work? Or?
She is, yes. Actually, she is with the environmental area of the Napa County.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, yes. She's in recycling programs.
Now, as I last remember, we had a fellow and his wife from Japan that were there as the manager, and he was a tennis player, and so was his wife.
Yes,
and they were quite involved in the community. They had family back in Tokyo, though, I guess. So
yes, Nobu Mizuhara. He actually hired me when I first moved here in 2015. Yeah, Nobu, he's a great guy.
He was. Yeah,
yeah, he's fantastic.
Does he ever get back here?
You know, I haven't seen Nobu in probably 3 years or so. So he retired, and I think he set sail, and he's. he's done.
Okay. Well, let's find out a little bit about when the Eagle Vine came into existence.
You know, I think they initially broke ground in 2001. The grand opening was in June, I believe, of 2005.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And was it set up to be 18 holes when you started, or how did this evolve?
So initially, the owners of Eagle Vines purchased nine holes from the Chardonnay golf course, the Shakespeare portion, and then built another nine holes around it. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, we now have a golf course.
Well, not only do you have a golf course, but you have a lot of other facilities right there, too.
Yes.
So what else is there at Eagle Vine?
Well, we have plenty of vineyards out there that you play yeah. around. Along with that, we have a grand...
These are working vineyards, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. And we actually have our own estate wine, which kind of sets us apart from mm-hmm. A lot of the golf courses. Mm-hmm. I don't know of any, really, that have their own wine.
What varieties do you have?
We have Cabernet, we have Chardonnay, and Sauvignon Blanc.
And with the Eagle Vine label?
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. yeah. It's you can only purchase it at Eagle Vines Golf Club.
Mm-hmm. Well, what can you tell us about your restaurant? Is it full service or what?
Full service restaurant. Beautiful view. It looks over the golf course and the mm-hmm. the vineyards. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Is all this open to the public?
It is, absolutely. We are open to the public.
I mean, can people go out there like for lunch or?
Absolutely, yeah. We have a very large lunch following, so mm-hmm. yeah.
Okay. What about other features that you like about the Eagle Vine?
It's a beautiful golf course designed in part by Johnny Miller, so mm-hmm. the layout is fantastic. We do have a grand pavilion that also looks out over the golf course. We do a lot of weddings and golf tournament banquets, quinceañeras, and such like. Events like that.
And now, at one point, someone mentioned about your golf drop-down. What does that allude to?
Well, in our specials, if you go to our website, eaglevinesgolfclub.com, if you go to the golf tab drop-down, you'll find daily specials, weekly specials.
Oh, really?
Discounted tee times and kind of a rotating specials.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How do people get tee times, and do you have a membership that at certain times are the only ones that are allowed there, or how does that work?
You know, tee times are open for anybody at any time. The easiest way to book a tee time is probably call the golf course itself. But you can also book tee times through our website, which is very convenient, and you can look through and check the pricing for different tee times and different available times.
Well, your general manager, do you also have a head pro golfer there?
We do. We do. We have a head professional, Matt Munoz. He's actually recently, we've acquired him not too long ago, so he's kind of a new addition, but he's doing a fantastic job.
There's a Munoz on the PGA Tour, too.
Is there? I'm not sure of this.
In fact, he did pretty good job when he was at the Safeway Open.
Oh, okay.
He was one of the early leaders in it this year.
Oh, but really? Yeah.
Well, just the Munoz name.
Yeah, the Munoz name.
Brought that to mind. Well, tell us a bit about how people locate you. Where do they find the Eagle Vine Vineyards?
The easiest way to do so is probably the internet, anyhow. It's www.eaglevinesgolfclub.com. And that's probably the easiest way to find us. We're on the corner of South Kelly and the 29.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And what are your hours? Does it vary with the season?
It really does. We really work around the daylight. So as if the sun's up, we are in action.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, give us some features that you like as far as. Do you have like special tournaments that come up there? Do you combine with the community to have events, or how does that all fit together?
Absolutely. We do a ton of fundraisers with the different nonprofits around Napa. We do community housing, Calabria. There's Molly's Angels. The list goes on. I feel bad because I'm probably missing a ton of them.
Well, how active is your website? Is that something that's just pretty well set there, or does it vary? Do you keep updating it?
We keep updating it. As a matter of fact, we have a new website that we just rolled out probably about a month and a half ago or so, so it's very fresh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of the things that we don't have a lot of in the Napa Valley compared to our neighbors at Sonoma Valley is wedding opportunities at our vineyards. What about at a golf course?
Yes, we do a lot of weddings. We have two this weekend. As a matter of fact, we have one this afternoon or this evening. We are almost sold out for all Saturdays of 2020.
So for next year, you're
for next year, yeah, yeah. We're very, very busy.
Wow. Well, what do you feature in your pro shop? They seem to differ a bit, but what about the pro shop there at Eagle Vine Vineyards and Golf Club?
Sure. We're actually an exclusive Titleist, so we carry, as far as golf equipment goes, we are exclusively Titleist, so golf balls, clubs, and so on. We, as far as apparel goes, we have Travis Matthews and FootJoy available.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What else can you tell us about your staff there? We talked about Munoz as your golf pro, but are there others there that are on the full-time staff?
Oh, yes. Yeah, there's plenty. I mean, we have a full restaurant side, so we have our chef, KB. So she's our executive chef. Denise Galvin is our food and beverage director. And Andy Tittle is the superintendent of the maintenance department. And mm-hmm. he actually originally helped build Eagle Vines when wow. they first broke ground. Yeah, so he has a lot to do with that place.
And do you have one hole that is considered your number one type hole, or one that people kind of identify with your Eagle Vine?
Yeah, our signature hole is number 14. It's a downhill par 3 to an island green. As a matter of fact, I just found it on a kind of popular website the other day of being the top 10 island greens in the world.
So, is that right here in Napa?
Yeah.
Okay. How many yards is that?
From the back, it probably plays about 160, 165 from the very back, but it can play as short as maybe 90 yards or so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. What can you tell us about your greens and all? Are they, and how would you describe your greens?
The greens are very undulated. Just recently, we went through our aerification process. Mm-hmm. So right now, we just got done sanding and punching. But in about 2 weeks, they'll bounce back and they'll be in pretty good shape.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned about specials that are available by going to your website. But what can you tell us about somebody that is new, just starting out? How do they get familiar with the game of golf out at your place?
Probably the same way I did. I would suggest starting at the driving range and also on the putting greens. It's free to come out and chip and putt if you like. The driving range, we do sell buckets of range balls for $5, so you can pick those up in the pro shop. And the best thing to do is maybe get a little bit of advice and then head up to the mm-hmm. driving range. There's really nothing you can do wrong.
Do you and your wife, Amanda, go out to play golf together?
You know, she's not really a big golfer. We do go out. Sometimes we'll go out in the afternoon, and she'll ride around with me and keep me company while I'm out there.
Okay. Well, one of the things people should keep in mind then is to go to that website and take advantage of your specials. Give us an idea of some of the types of specials that you'll have over the course of a year.
Well, right now we are running a promotion for a free bronze membership, which is 20% off of your tee times for the entire year of 2020. You'll get that membership free with a purchase of a $200 gift card.
Wow, okay, yeah. Great. Yeah. We're talking with David Griffiths. He is the general manager of Eagle Vine Vineyards and Golf Club here in Napa. And what else can you tell us about the acreage that you have there and what comments that you hear and whether or not you get play from people outside the area?
Yes, we get a lot of people coming in the area to visit the Napa Valley. So we might have a Chamber of Commerce or an expo going on, and the people will typically stay at a local hotel, and a lot of them will funnel over to the golf course for a day instead of maybe going up Valley. They'll they'll head over to our golf club for
and acreage. How much acreage?
Oh, it's big. I think there's. I really couldn't tell you the total acreage.
What about if you hit a ball into the vineyards? Can you go in and get it? Or
No, you're supposed to stay out of the vineyards. Yeah, we kind of frown upon anybody digging around in the vineyards because, you know, we want to keep those grapes growing well.
Yeah. Any other aspects that we haven't touched upon about Eagle Vines?
You know, again, we're one of the only golf clubs that you can really go and purchase our estate wine. So I think that really sets us apart from a lot of the competitors. Yeah.
Do you feature that at your restaurant and at events at your place?
We do, yeah. Yes, you can go in and purchase the bottles from the restaurant. And we have an event this weekend that are taking, I think, 20 cases or so of wine, and they'll be enjoying our wine during their event.
Well, how have you enjoyed being general manager out there?
How long?
How have you enjoyed it?
Oh, it's definitely a project. There's always something new every day. Yeah. It's such a beautiful place to go to every day. It's a pleasure to be on property. And the people that we interact with every day are amazing. So,
when's the best time as far as slow time to get out there and play around?
You know, early in the mornings, there's typically some available times, and you can get around real quick and probably not hit a lot of traffic of people being out there on the course. And then again, in the late afternoon, it kind of slows down a little bit.
Yeah. What's your first tee time?
As soon as the sun goes up. So it does move a little bit. Right now, it's probably close to about 7 o'clock.
Okay. Well, Dave Griffiths, is there another aspect of it that we haven't touched upon?
I think you covered a lot of it, yeah. It's our weddings, our golf tournaments, events that we put on, quinceañeras and such, and the beautiful golf course.
So. You're almost, 4 years here then, huh?
I am. I'm getting, yeah. I'm just getting through my senior year here. And
Yeah, well, nice to have you and Amanda in our area. And I would encourage people to find out more by going to your website, Eagle Vines.
I thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
And again, what is it EagleVinesGolfClub.com?
Is that is correct. EagleVinesGolfClub.com.
Well, that's easy to get to. David Griffiths, general manager there at Eagle Vines Vineyard and Golf Club. Thank you for coming in and sharing with us your story there.
I thank you, Ira.
All right. Hopefully people will come by and take a look at what you've got going there. In the meantime,
let the barbecue and beer battle begin. Join the Napa Valley Education Foundation for its 9th annual barbecue and beer battle on October 20th at Vista Colina Resort from 3 to 6 p.m. Find out who takes the title with the best Bay Area barbecue chefs and breweries competing, with proceeds benefiting the foundation's Music Connection program. This event is for guests aged 21 and over. For more information on the Napa Valley Education Foundation's barbecue and beer battle, visit nvef.org. Use promo code RADIO for a 10% discount.
The fires of October 2017 deeply impacted the Napa community. In the last 2 years, Napa Valley Community Foundation has distributed $9 million to provide relief services and financial assistance to thousands of our friends and neighbors, people who lost homes, personal property, or income because of the wildfires. And help is still available. If your home in Napa County was damaged or destroyed in the 2017 Napa Fire Complex and you meet income eligibility guidelines, you may qualify for financial assistance from Napa Valley Community Foundation. Cash grants for those who qualify are non-taxable free of charge, and confidential. The road to recovery is long. That's why Napa Valley Community Foundation is still here to help. Their mission is to enhance the quality of life for all in Napa Valley. To learn more about eligibility and how to apply, visit NapaValleyCF.org or call 707-254-9565. That's 707-254-9565.
Downtown Joe's Brewery and Restaurant celebrating 25 years of serving up hearty, fresh comfort food in downtown Napa. Downtown Joe's Brewery and Restaurant deliciousness menu options like our popular Italian Uncle Mario's Cioppino, fresh fish and shellfish in Uncle Mario's slow-simmered bouillabaisse, or ribeye steak in house dry-aged grilled to order and topped with garlic herb butter. Downtown Joe's Brewery and Restaurant. Feel good about fresh.
Okay, welcome back in now. Today in the Napa Valley, your Chamber of Commerce, Napa Edition. And boy, do we have something interesting right now to talk about. It's called the Laramie Project, and it is a project, but it is not too big for St. Helena to undertake it. The St. Helena Unified School District Drama Department, boy, they're right up with it. And we have a couple individuals that we're going to talk to now. In fact, let's go to Joe first. So, Joe, give us your full name and a little bit about where you are in school there at St. Helena.
All right, so hi everyone. My name is Joseph Patrick Brody. I am a junior at St. Helena High School, and I am proud to say that I am the assistant director of the fall play this year at the high school, the Laramie Project.
Wow, who's directing?
So directing, sitting right next to me in the studio, is Miss Sophia Osborne. I am so happy to be working with her this year, and it is so great that we're able to be here today to talk about the play.
Wow, well, Sophia, have you done something like this before?
I directed a show last year, co-directed 12 Angry Jurors, but it was a much smaller scale production, so this is
And you're
new.
A student? Too.
Yes, yes, I'm a senior at St. Helena High School.
That is great that they allow the students to actually. Well, how did you select Laramie Project?
We were looking for something that would really strike a conversation with the community to really bring the community together around something that was real.
Yeah, this is very real. This is, well, tell us about the project. Let's go back to Joe.
So the Laramie Project is a series of, it's comprised of a series of interviews and journal entries and newsreels, all focusing around the 1998 murder of a gay university student in Laramie, Wyoming, Matthew Shepard. Mm-hmm. And so what the play is it's this theater company, the Tectonic Theater Company, traveled to Laramie, Wyoming and interviewed the people of the town to really show to the world how Laramie reacted.
Ooh. Wow, this was referred to as a hate crime.
Yes, yes. So there was all of this for the people of Laramie, what seemed to be this negative closure, this home and this community that they felt was so strong was coming under fire. So this play really shows all sides of how this community reacted, as well as the media and how they portrayed it. So it's really exciting to bring on stage.
Well, I mean, it's very prominent today, too.
Yes,
I mean,
of course.
This, gender identity that we're witnessing today. So it's very timely.
Yes.
On that. Who made the selection of the play?
I did. I came across it through monologues that actually people had brought to class, and we looked into the show, and it was exactly what we wanted. And it has so many opportunities for great performances because there are actually 64 characters, and they all have kind of an equal amount of stage time. And so we just have so many great performances by all of the actors in the cast.
These are all St. Helena High School students?
Yes.
Yes, so we have an advanced CTE drama class of 50 students. We have 35 actors and 15 crew members. So our crew members are responsible for doing the lighting design, the sound design, and all of the backstage elements, which is super exciting. And then we have these students coming on playing three or four characters on stage and really just showing their versatility as amazing actors.
Wow. Well, you guys do such a great job, and Patty Coyle, boy, she has been, I think, instrumental in putting together a great program there.
Absolutely. We are so grateful to her for this opportunity and just for making this program so robust.
Oh, how much of, I don't know if I can use the word, assistant is she to you?
She's just been so supportive in the whole process, and she really took a production role. She tried, you know, a new role this time, which I think was fun for her, and she's been really inspiring as well.
Do you have that many students in your drama department, or is this a drama club, or is it?
It's our drama department. It's mainly, we have rehearsal in class, in school, so.
Well, you have a good sized group then.
Absolutely.
Yes, and we are very fortunate because we actually just recently in the last few years opened a brand new performing arts facility that our students can come in and rehearse and practice and learn all of these new amazing skills.
Is that right there at the school?
Yes, it is right there on campus.
Uh-huh. What can you tell us about the features of that?
So we have state-of-the-art sound system, state-of-the-art lighting system. We have a black box theater. We have a performing arts classroom backstage. And then I believe there are 338. Oh, okay. I was way off on that one.
Yeah, but he's counting, right?
Exactly. But we have some amazing facilities and some great opportunities for students.
Well, the acoustics are just phenomenal.
Probably better than in here. Well, you've had some great support by the community. You'd have to have to come up with those facilities. So the community must have really helped out.
Absolutely. And we opened last night, actually, and we just had such a great reception from the community and such great support.
Well, you guys usually sell out when you have your productions. Are you sold out for the Laramie Project, or are there still tickets available for this weekend?
Well, Mamma Mia was the first time we ever sold out. So,
really?
Yes. and we weren't expecting to have such a great crowd because, you know, it's a really intense topic. And we're hoping that maybe...
Maybe. So we have three more performances. We have a performance tonight at 7 p.m., a performance on Saturday at 7 p.m., and our closing show is at Sunday at 2. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping that one of these might sell out, which is super exciting.
Boy, I know you guys do such a good job. And you mentioned Mamma Mia, and one of the gals that was in that, and also in Thoroughly Modern Millie, I think, was Pelosi?
Yes, Mia Pelosi.
Mia Pelosi, yeah. And... did she graduate?
She did. She's at she's studying musical theater at NYU Tisch.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We're going to hear from her.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you, too, you've got some good potential there, Sophia. Tell us about your background. Have you been on the stage in addition to directing?
Yes, I have. I played Sophie in Mamma Mia, actually. And I've been with St. Helena Drama since I was in third grade in The Sound of Music. And so I think I've been in 12 shows with St. Helena Drama. And
wow. Well, you started before you were in high school then.
Yes, I did. It was a wonderful opportunity.
How did you get that opportunity?
It was through the school district. It was one show that Miss Coyle opened it up to, like, the smaller children for The Sound of Music.
You know, you guys get such good cooperation from Craig Bond over there.
Yes, we do. Yeah. And actually, there is one song that the cast sings in the show.
In the Laramie Project?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Amazing Grace. And we had, you know, the power outages last week. So we had rehearsal outside in a park. And Mr. Bond came to rehearsal and helped us rehearse for that.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, in the musicals, when you do those like Mamma Mia or some of those, he is very, pardon the pun, instrumental in putting that together.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And he's so wonderful in bringing that, you know, love of music to the community.
Mm-hmm. Well, how do you bring people into the production, into the drama group that are not yet in high school?
Well, I think that a lot of the people that join drama have seen the shows and join it that way. Mm-hmm. And everyone is just so supportive of the arts at our school.
Mm-hmm. Now, on this production of the Laramie Project, do you have any younger than the high school students that are in this one?
No, we do not. So this play, because of the pretty intense subject matter, we did keep it just to the advanced drama class, which I talked about a little bit earlier. But we were really excited to see all of those students shine on stage and really have their moment to be on stage and to show the community what they could do.
We're talking with Joe Brody and Sophia Osborne. They're part of the Laramie Project and part of the St. Helena Unified School District's drama department. And let's find out what your future ideas might be. So, Sophia, you're going to graduate then, I would hope.
I hope so, too.
In the spring. What are your thoughts after graduation?
I'm hoping to study directing or musical theater in college somewhere.
Good. Well, you might be like Pelosi there. You know, what a great opportunity she has. And if you're on the level with that, you've got good potential.
I hope so.
Yeah. And how about Joe?
So as a junior, I'll be at the high school for one more year.
Any idea what the musical might be next?
So the spring musical this year is going to be a little on the flip side of the more intense Laramie Project. We are doing Newsies, which is actually a Disney musical that was adapted for the stage, which follows the newsboy strike in New York City way back when. It's a beautiful show, and we're really excited to just have that opposite ends of the spectrum in terms of what we're bringing to the stage. And then for future years, next year specifically, I am so grateful to be given the opportunity that we've established this system where a senior will direct a show and a junior will assistant direct. So next year, as a senior, I will have the opportunity to select a play and then mentor.
You can select it yourself?
Yes, yes. So we definitely have some creative freedom in choosing the play that we would like to direct. We do, of course, have to go through the proper channels of getting it approved by the district and the school. But we are given that creative freedom, which is super exciting.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask about the reception. You presented the play last night. How was the reception at the end?
It was beautiful. It was beautiful. Our opening night crowd was amazing. They just had a great energy. And I think all of the actors and all of the crew members really attached to that energy and really gave it their all last night. And the reception last night was amazing to see, especially after these months and months of really hard work. Mm-hmm. It was great to see such a positive response to the story.
What about a standing ovation? Did you get that?
Yes.
Isn't that always a thrill?
Oh, it's always a thrill. Always super exciting to see when people are brought to their feet by a piece of theater.
Mm-hmm. How many lead characters are there in the Laramie Project?
There isn't really a lead. Everyone is equal in their part. And so everyone has these wonderful monologues and characters that just really showcase their talent.
Mm-hmm. What about the author of this? Are you familiar with that?
Yes. So the Tectonic Theater Company, led by Moises Kaufman, wrote the show through a process of workshopping all of the material that they got from interviewing the members of the town. Mm-hmm.
And it's really interesting because the writing process that the Tectonic Theater Company went through is actually highlighted on stage. So we have students who are playing these members of the Tectonic Theater Company interviewing other actors on stage, just like they would be writing the script on stage, which is super awesome to see.
Wow. Well, this is certainly, as I mentioned at the outset, some project that you guys have undertaken. So, yeah, I guess you can thank Sophia for making that selection.
Yes, yes, of course. It's a beautiful piece. And I also just, while I have the opportunity, want to thank Sophia for giving me this opportunity to just kind of learn the ropes of directing. Because having been on stage in the past, just to see a completely different side of the theater that I haven't really seen before is super exciting. So I just want to thank Sophia and all of the drama department for giving the both of us this opportunity.
Well, then you'll have the opportunity next year to convey that to somebody
else. Yes, which is super exciting because just knowing how I feel now, I'm just so grateful that I'll be able to share how I feel with somebody else.
Sophia, what do your parents think about you going in this direction?
My parents have been so supportive, and through this whole rehearsal process, me coming home just with all of my ideas just bubbling, and I'm sure it can get a little bit overwhelming for them. They have been so supportive.
And do you have any brothers and sisters?
Yes, I have a brother.
Uh-huh.
And he's in college, and he actually came home last night, so he's going to see the show tonight.
Okay. What is he studying?
He's studying forestry conservation.
Did he do drama when he was at St. Helena High?
He did crew once.
Okay. And what about you, Joe?
So my parents have been extremely supportive. And as Sophia said, we definitely sometimes both come home a little overwhelmed with just our creative juices flowing. And so I really have to, again, thank my parents for kind of dealing with all of my crazy energy and really just being there for me during this process. So I just want to thank them for that.
And, you know, you speak of somebody being there. I think that we should give kudos to Patty Coyle for being there.
And you're absolutely right. All of my thanks to Miss Coyle. And as we said earlier, she's just built such an amazing program, just an amazing just group of students. And it's really just we're a family. I think that's the best way to describe it. It's students from all across campus that you wouldn't normally see together, just coming together on stage to create something beautiful. And I think that's directly because of her.
Okay. And tickets, how many people secure tickets for the productions yet this weekend?
So ticket numbers, Sophia and I have not seen ticket numbers since early yesterday morning.
And it seemed about 100 for each show. So
yes, and
there's
then
still space.
We normally have about 100 that come in at the door.
Oh boy.
But there are definitely still tickets available at stelinadrama.com.
Can they get these in advance?
Yes. So you can buy your tickets online, or we have a box office at the theater that is open all afternoon and leading up to the show.
Great. Okay. Well, you guys are certainly impressive, and and I wish you both not only in this Laramie project, but throughout your careers, and hopefully drama works out good for you. All right, Joe Brodney and Sophia Osborne, any final comment?
Again, we hope you all find your way to St. Helena, into the Performing Arts Center, to see this beautiful show. We have an amazing cast, really highlighting each and every student's talents and abilities. On top of that, it's also just a beautiful story about peace and love and compassion coming out of such a violent act. So we hope to see you all there.
At the St. Helena Performing Arts Center at 1401 Grayson Avenue in St. Helena, California. Stay tuned, because we've got more coming your way. We're going to find out about some really interesting professional talent that is coming to Napa. And some big names, too, are heading this way. And it's all going to be right here. So that comes up next here on KVON.
Travel through the lush Napa Valley countryside and be transported on a decadent journey. Choose the Gourmet Express for lunch when the sun is bright and high in the sky. Or for something even more romantic, join us on board for dinner. In the spring, Napa Valley's vineyards are bathed in beautiful golden sunlight. Napa locals receive 15% off on Gourmet Express experiences. Visit winetrain.com using booking code WTLHE. Restrictions subject to availability. Not valid on holidays and special events. Additional restrictions may apply. ID required at check-in.
Experience matters. Calabria Hospice has been trusted in Napa County since we opened our doors 40 years ago. Our compassionate medical staff is always here for you day and night, every day of the year. As the only nonprofit hospice based in Napa, our focus is on caring for you and your family. Through illness, death, and grief, it's our honor to share your journey. Call us at 258-9080, Calabria Hospice.
Local play-by-play sports broadcast on KVON and KVON.com. Hi, this is Sports Director Ira C. Smith. Catch the local football and basketball action of Napa High, Vintage, and Justin Siena on your spot for sports, KVON 1440 Napa.
KVON's headquarters at South Napa Century Center, neighboring Computer Engineering Group.
In local high school football tonight, the Justin Sienna Braves are over at Memorial Stadium to take on the Vintage Crushers of Napa. You can hear the broadcast beginning at 6:30 tonight on KVON. And both Justin Sienna and Vintage fans are encouraged to wear camouflage or green to tonight's game. This is in honor of Addie Domenici. It was her favorite color, and it's also in honor of the families Domenici and Savage. All right, you're in tune with KVON 1440, Napa, California, the voice of the North Bay wine country, and streaming on the internet at kvon.com. And right now, here we go again. Yeah, we're in today in the Napa Valley, your Chamber of Commerce Napa edition. I'm Ira C. Smith, and this next guest that we have is a very interesting individual, but he is doing so much for Napa as far as bringing talent in. We heard about the talent there at St. Helena High School, and Ken Tiffler, who is the owner and managing director of the Blue Note. So, Ken, first of all, before we find out about this fabulous agenda that you have coming up, let's find out a little bit about your background. Have you been around the Napa scene very long?
Well, I'm a transplant out here, pleased to say. I came out here 3 years ago to open up the Blue Note. Before that, in the New York City area, I did kind of what I'm doing here. We did a lot of music festivals. We did a venue that was very similar to the Oxbow River Stage, which I guess we'll talk about in a little bit. So I have a music background that goes back, or a concert production background, 20 years. I worked with the Blue Note New York for years and years, and decided when I used to come out here, visit my brother who lives in San Francisco, and what do you do when you come out here? You go wine tasting. I fell in love with the area. So I went back to the owners of the Blue Note New York and suggested that I purchase a license from them and come out here and open a Blue Note. So here I am.
Wow. What a contrast, though, New York City and Napa Valley.
It couldn't be a bigger contrast. Although what I tried to achieve with the Blue Note itself was a combination of that gritty jazz club that you would find in New York City meets Napa wine country. And I think we achieved that in the club itself. For myself, yeah, I never thought I'd leave New York, and it was time. Uh-huh. And when, like I said, when I came out here, my family's been slowly migrating out over the years. I fell in love with the valley, and I haven't looked back. I absolutely love it here.
You mentioned your brother in San Francisco. Do you have other family members, you say, here now, too?
My mom moved out to Davis about 10 years ago, and the brother that I mentioned in San Francisco moved out about 20 years ago. Uh-huh. And then I have one who almost made it. He's in Denver, so he didn't make it all the way here.
Yeah. What kind of a contrast did your mom notice? Was she in Manhattan or what part of New York?
Technically North Jersey, kind of a suburbanite. And she tried to keep the story short, but actually dated a guy when she was 17, hadn't seen him in, I don't know, 50 or 60 years. My mom's a writer. She writes novels. She was doing a book tour out here. He came to visit her, and they reconnected, and now they're married. So, and he was once the mayor of Davis, so she came out to join him in Davis.
Well, great. That's an interesting story. Now, we hear a lot about the Opera House, particularly recently with the announced sale. Tell us how this affects the Blue Note.
It's fantastic. We have the lease. We are the tenant on both the upstairs and the downstairs. So we have two venues in one building. We're the Blue Note Napa downstairs, and we're the Jam Cellars Ballroom upstairs. Now, obviously, there's that connection, the Jam Cellars, because John Truchard and Michelle Truchard, who own Jam, are purchasing the building. In the past, it's been a naming rights situation. We purchased the naming rights because Jam is so well respected in the area. We thought it was a great business relationship. Now John and Michelle have taken it a huge step further, and they're buying the entire building. So we're going to continue to be the tenants, both upstairs and downstairs. Mm-hmm. We own and run the Jam Cellars Ballroom and the Blue Note Napa, but John and Michelle, I believe, could not be a better fit. Mm-hmm. They care about music. They care about Napa. They understand mm-hmm. Napa. They're Napa born and bred, from my understanding. Mm-hmm. They're wonderful people. I've now known them for a number of years. So I think it's a perfect fit for us, because mm-hmm. who could want a better landlord than somebody who's got all the same vision that we do, both for this, the performing arts, the building, the preservation of the building combined with performing arts, and the city of Napa. So we're really looking forward to working with them for many years to come.
What determines the location where you will have a program, as far as downstairs, upstairs, or how is that determined?
Well, they're two different size venues, which is why it works very well for us. So when we book acts, there are acts that work better with an audience, for example, that's standing. Or there are acts that only want to play one show a night. In the Blue Note, we do two shows a night. So on the Blue Note, we're roughly 150 people at a time. Upstairs, on a standing show, we can do 650.
Wow.
Seated, we can do about 380. So you look at the act, and you look at the audience that's going to come see that act. And because the rooms are so vastly different, we serve dinner downstairs, which we don't upstairs, so in the Jam Cellars Ballroom. So you look at the act, and you decide what's the best fit for the audience. And it's wonderful because we have a lot more flexibility when we're booking.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of booking, then, what's happening over at the Oxbow with you?
So we partnered with Another Planet Entertainment, which is the company that does Outside Lands and runs a number of theaters in the San Francisco area, and music venues, I should say, and also the Blue Note Entertainment Group, which is actually the New York Blue Note. And we did this to bring Napa a really exciting new, and I'm going to say part-time music venue, because it's outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
And in the future, it'll be June through October. This year, we got a late start, so we started at the end of August. And we can do basically 2,000 to 4,000 plus people in the Oxbow Commons.
Mm-hmm.
We built a temporary venue. Our stage and our venue kind of expands to create the venue for the concert, and when we're done at night, we take everything away to make sure that the park is available for people except the stage, which kind of shrinks, if you will, because we bring our fence lines in up against the stage. We drop the roof on the stage so it is as least invasive, if that's grammatically correct, as possible, to provide a complete Oxbow Commons park for the public when we're not there.
Mm-hmm.
And our last show is coming up the weekend after, October 26th. We have the B-52s.
Wow.
With the English Beat opening up for them. So it's a great 80s throwback. And then part of the series and what we're doing is we're also doing free shows. We're all about giving back to the community and making what we do very accessible. We do, it's similar to the Blue Note. It used to be Tuesday nights at the Blue Note. Now it's Wednesday nights,
right,
where we do locals night, and where we have a pro jam many of the locals nights, and other times great local area bands, and it's always free. The Oxbow Commons this year, we did four ticketed shows, and we're going to do two free shows. We've already did one last weekend, and as I mentioned, on October 27th, we're going to have, you know, it's Halloween weekend, so we're doing tribute bands. We have a Prince tribute band. We have an Eagles tribute band. So, you know, come on out, dress like your favorite 70s or 80s rock and roll star, or just come out and hang out on the lawn and enjoy the concert, and it's free.
We're talking with Ken Tiffler. He is the owner and managing director of the Blue Note at the Opera House in Napa. Or do you refer to it as the Opera House at the Blue Note?
there was a joke very, very early on where I think it was the owner of the Blue Note in New York, after he saw a press release, called me up and said, "So you're the Blue Note and the Jam Cellars Ballroom at the Napa Valley Opera House at the Margaret Mondavi Theater across the street from the Starbucks down the road from the Archer Hotel." And I said, "Exactly, that's who we are." But technically, it's the Blue Note, Napa, and sometime for directional purposes, we say at the Opera House, or it's the Jam Cellars Ballroom at the Opera House.
Well, I mentioned about some of the top names that you have coming. You've had some big names in the past, but you've got a connection somewhere with Kenny G, because he has been here previously. He's coming back, and how has the reception been for Kenny G?
He is probably our biggest act. We always sell out. Kenny loves the Blue Note. As a whole, he's been doing a lot with the Blue Note New York and their other venues before we opened up worldwide. He fell in love with the Blue Note Napa, and he's been wonderful. I mean, You know, maybe the only downside is he calls me Kenny T sometime, which I don't love. But aside from that, you know, we've had a great time with him. This year he's back for the New Year's Eve run again. He's going to do 5 days or nights, I should say, in a row, culminating with the New Year's Eve show. So that's very exciting. And then
you'll probably sell out all those.
Oh, we'll absolutely sell out. And then upstairs in the Jam Cellars Ballroom, we're going to do a New Year's Eve ball again with Royal Jelly Jive, which are the local favorites. We did that last year. So we're looking forward to that 1-2 punch on New Year's Eve and Kenny the 4 nights before. We have our third-year anniversary, believe it or not. I can't believe it, coming up on October 25th, 26th.
Goes by quick.
Oh, my God. And we have Dennis Quaid coming.
Yeah, now, there is another big name.
Yeah, he actually was our first big show right after the fires, which we really appreciated 2 years ago. Uh-huh. And he's back. Mm-hmm. And Dennis is another, you know, wonderful performer, obviously a great actor, a wonderful guy, too. Really enjoyed having him. So we're looking forward to that show.
Well, let's take a look at some of these shows that we have coming up here at the Blue Note. October the 19th and 20th, you've got Greg Adams and the East Bay Souls. What can you tell us about that?
That's going to be a fun show.
Yeah.
Yeah, people need to come out and see that. It's a
What can you say about it, as far as the type of show this is?
The best way I can describe it is you're just going to have a great time. I mean, no matter what kind of music you like, you're just going to have a great time with Greg. It's really fun.
Yeah. Well, you have what you allude to as the Look of Love coming up. And you've got Mike Greensill. And boy, what a local legend, I guess you might say he is. And when his wife was still alive, that was quite the duo.
I love Mike. He is, you know, we don't get to do enough. We try to do a lot of variety of music, and we don't get to do enough of actually what Mike does. And he's so versatile. I mean, whether it's jazz or show tunes or popular music. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I like most about Mike, and it's funny because, I mean, obviously his music is what stands out. But the guy's got such a great personality. He interacts with the audience. He's a storyteller.
Yeah.
And, you know, when there's a musician on stage, I enjoy that. I really enjoy, I mean, obviously I love music. I wouldn't be in this business. But it's when the musician connects with the audience, and Mike really does that.
Yeah.
And the beauty of the Blue Note is it's so small and intimate, which is also, by the way, why a Chris Botti or a Kenny G loves playing there. I mean, they get out and they literally stand in the aisles. Some of our artists have been known to, you know, sit on a customer's lap or stand on a table because, you know, it's that intimate feel. And Mike brings that with his type of music and his stories. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to Mike. Another big favorite of ours is Kelly Fuller, another local.
She's going to be on the same program with him?
Yeah. And you know, Kelly, apart from a beautiful voice and a great local talent.
Uh-huh. She used to be with the radio station.
Yep. And she's just been a huge supporter, as has her husband, and a great performer. And, you know, the one of the greatest things that we've discovered when we came out here is the breadth of local talent. And it's important. We love having the Kenny G's of the world. But the great opportunity that the Blue Note in Napa has afforded us is that we're able to bring in this local talent, which for whatever reasons haven't gotten out there like the Kenny G's, but are just as talented.
Well, you supplement it so nicely. You brought in Kevin Bacon, which I thought was interesting.
The Bacon Brothers.
Did they sell out?
They did. And, again, a lot of fun, you know. And
how did you find Kevin Bacon? Did you enjoy him?
He very nice guy. It's interesting. You think actors are very outgoing, and Dennis Quaid is. We were going to kind of take Dennis out the back door afterward because we thought he wouldn't be bothered. In fact, he stopped. He said, absolutely not. He walked into the club and insisted on thanking every one of our staff and taking selfies with him. Kevin's a little shyer. But still, very, very nice guy, very approachable. They both take their music very seriously, and that's great too. So it's wonderful having them.
Now, we've talked about Mike Greensill and Kelly Fuller, but you've got a benefit coming up that you're including those two plus Johnny Steele.
Yeah, more talent, you know, and an important benefit. And that's something that, you know, people should come out to support, but also they're going to love the music.
Well, that's going to be on next Wednesday.
Wednesday.
The 23rd.
That's right.
And one show?
Yes, one show. Mm-hmm. So everybody should come out for that. It's important.
Yeah, and it's going to be a special comedy and musical evening there, and it benefits the American Brain Foundation. What can you tell us about that organization?
My understanding is that, you know, this is Robin Williams' wife, and, you know, Robin Williams was, before I came out here, but local to this area. And she's put this together. Tom Fuller, Kelly's husband, has been instrumental. He approached me with this. And, you know, it's a very important cause. I mean, this is, you know, something that affects more people than you realize. And, you know, even though it's a small event, you know, every bit helps. So we're trying to do our part, and all the performers are doing theirs, and it's going to be an enjoyable evening for a great cause.
Absolutely. And doors open at 6. The show is 7 o'clock on Wednesday, the 23rd. And anything else you can tell us about that particular program, or should we take a look at what's coming up afterward?
Definitely take a look. You know, like I said, that's really an important thing. I mean, when we just did a benefit along with the Latitude 38 guys.
Oh, yeah. All three?
All three. Uh-huh. You know, we had Michael Franti, or they brought in Michael Franti to the club to do an important benefit for Elena's voice. And this is another benefit that is also important. And, you know, it's great. One thing that's, you know, really been great being part of this community is seeing how the community turns out for these kind of things. It's really great.
Well, I think it's great that we have these things to turn out too. And part of the reason is Ken Tiffler, who is the managing director, also happens to be the owner there at the Blue Note. And he's telling us about some of the features that they have. And another one coming up on October the 24th is Nellie McKay. And who is Nellie McKay, and what can you tell us? That's next Thursday.
That Nellie is next Thursday. We had a lot of things coming up. I you know, it's funny, people. I'll be walking in the supermarket. Somebody will recognize me, and they'll ask me, "Who's playing on Thursday?" Yeah. And we have so much going on.
So much good ones. I'm
embarrassed. I have to look on my phone on the website, and I'll say, "Oh, Thursday, it's Nellie. Nellie McKay. It's going to be a great show." Yeah. You know, we have November 7th to the 10th, we have Blood, Sweat, and Tears. And, you know, you want to talk about a
huge,
you know, a band that's been around forever and a lot of itinerations.
Well, are you going to have them, downstairs or up?
Oh, they're going to be in a Blue Note. So, that's going to be crazy. And, you know, for
about as many in the band as you can seat in there.
That's no joke. You know, we don't have a huge stage, but we managed to put a lot of musicians on there. And up in the ballroom, in the Jam Cellars Ballroom on December 5th, we have Anawea from Hawaii coming back. And I know we have a lot of, she has a huge fan base here. So that's exciting. And
How does she get the fan base here?
You know, that's interesting. Hawaiian music does, and Hawaiian performers.
And you can actually meet her when you're here.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And everything Hawaiian does really well in this area. Anawea has played a number of times, sold out all the time. And this is the first time we've actually had her up in the ballroom as opposed to the Blue Note. But She's just a great performer, so I hope people come see her.
Yeah, it's December the...
She's December 5th.
5th, okay.
And actually, the week after that, we have another well-known actor band coming in, and Kiefer Sutherland's going to be here.
Wow. Now,
so he'll be in the ballroom.
Sunday, yeah.
Yeah, that's a Sunday.
15th.
So that's going to be a lot of fun, and he's really taken his music seriously.
Well, what does he do? What's his main...
It's a rock and roll show. Yep. Kind of with a country twist, I think. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he's more than most. It's not a hobby for him. I mean, he wants to make a music career, and that's really cool. Mm-hmm. So we're looking forward to having Kiefer.
Going to have anything special for Christmas?
You know, it's funny, Christmas, we do have Jessie J coming back.
Okay.
And she puts on an awesome Christmas show. Mm-hmm. We're actually closed on Christmas. It's one of our few days off.
Okay.
And then we roll into Kenny G.
But you can have your show ahead of time,
of course. We do. Yeah. And Jessie J always does a phenomenal Christmas show. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Wow. Great smooth jazz saxophone player.
Where can people find a listing as far as your different performers and the dates that they're here?
Sure. Three different websites. So we have BlueNoteNapa.com, mm-hmm. we have JamSellersBallroom.com, and we have OxbowRiverStage.com.
Wow.
Yeah, keep them busy.
Yeah. What's your concept as far as the Oxbow? You bring that up again. What are you hoping for as far as the type of entertainment for next year?
A variety. We purposely, although it was a very mini season this year with just four shows, we had Bob Weir from the Grateful Dead. We had... Wow. The Roots, you know, which is Jimmy Kimmel and all of that.
On television every night.
Or is it Jimmy Fallon? Oh, yeah. That was bad of me.
That happens.
A lot of Jimmys.
Yeah.
And, you know, B-52s. So you see the variety. And then Steve Miller, the classic rocker. So next year, we hope to do the same thing. You know, a little bit for everybody, but just more shows.
Where do you get your contacts to come in contact with these individuals or their agents?
So it's, you know, a combination of being in the business for a long time, working very closely with the Blue Note New York, and now working very closely with Another Planet Entertainment. So between those two organizations and what I've done over the past, it's a relationship business, and we've spent a lot of time building those relationships.
Do you tie in any regard with Bottle Rock?
We do. We love those guys. They've been great supporters of our venue since the day we got here. We still do their after shows every year for Bottle Rock. We have three or four after shows upstairs in the Jam Cellars Ballroom. And periodically, they book shows in the Jam Cellars Ballroom. So, I mean, they just did, like I mentioned, the benefit for Elena's Voice with Michael Franti, which was very exciting. And, you know, they brought the Struts a number of times and a bunch of other bands over the years. So, yeah, we certainly work with them.
When do you think the transition is going to happen as far as the ownership there of the Opera House property?
Well, I think it'll be seamless because I already have a working relationship with John and Michelle Truchard. So, and they understand our business. They spent a lot of time in the venue. You know, in terms of what we do together going down the road to, kind of like a 1+1=3 type of scenario. Don't know. Got to mm-hmm. sit down and talk with them. I'm excited about the prospect of those conversations. But at the very least, we just keep doing what we're doing. And, I'm really looking forward to the future with them.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's been some concern or maybe question about the name. Do you see any revision there, the Opera House name, or is that pretty well going to stay, you think?
Well, I mean, I think we've worked very hard to build brands. So, you know, the Blue Note Napa is the Blue Note Napa, and I own the license to that, or my company does. And Jam Cellars Ballroom, you know, has worked very well for us, and I see no reason why that wouldn't continue. Again, we've built that brand, and that's important. And as the anchor to the whole thing, and so people know it's never going anywhere, is the Opera House. You know, it's like I said, Jam Cellars Ballroom, upstairs at the Opera House. Blue Note Napa, downstairs at the Opera House. And I think that's going to continue for decades to come. And, you know, with people like John and Michelle behind us and behind that building, it just guarantees the longevity of that building and therefore helps to guarantee our longevity, because as long as the building is there, then we're there, and that's very exciting to us.
What can you tell us about your features in the Blue Note as far as your wines? Do you have mainly Napa Valley wines? Do you have various other wines? Or what type of setup do you have there as well as the food?
My wife, Bianca, runs that whole end of the business, and she, who's not here, is actually the one to ask about that. However, I can tell you that we definitely focus on Napa Valley wines. There's no doubt about that. We've developed some really great relationships with some of the local wineries, Krug, Farniente, and a number of others. And you know, they've people, they send people to us. They, you know, the owners come themselves to the shows. You know, not just those two. I can't name all of them. But a lot of wineries have been great to us, and you know, we really want to support the area wine business. So it's large part, if not almost all of our wine list is Napa Valley.
Well, Ken, I just really appreciate what you do for the community by bringing in these name people, the great entertainment for a town the size of Napa, or we say city the size of Napa. We're kind of in between there as far as the town and the city, and yet we've got the same type of entertainment you'll find in Manhattan and New York.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that's one thing that I've noticed here, kind of across the board. Art, music, wine, food. Napa is a microcosm of what you'll find in great cities like New York and San Francisco, and that's very exciting to me.
And you mentioned about your restaurant part of the Blue Note. What type of things do you feature?
Well, you know, we have a very exciting young chef, Chef Quentin, and he's constantly changing the menu and coming up with great food. It's a challenge for him because he has to serve 150 people all at once when they come in a dark venue that, you know, it's kind of hard to see what you're eating. But, you know, he's worked at a number of 3-star Michelin restaurants. And he tries to find that balance between, I tease him sometimes, stop taking his little tweezers and putting little flowers on top of the food because he's, you know, he's got that background, but he adds that great, tasty flair to very approachable food that you can, you know, eat while you're watching and enjoying a show.
Well, we've enjoyed our conversation with you, so thanks, Kenton, for coming in and sharing the background and a little bit about what's happening over there. It's nice to know that you're going to be around and you're going to continue bringing in the quality entertainment.
We certainly are. It's been my pleasure to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Ken Tiffler, the owner and managing director of the Blue Note. You've been listening to Today in the Napa Valley, your Chamber of Commerce Napa edition. I'm Ira C. Smith, inviting you to stay tuned. A lot more coming your way on KVON.
KVON Napa, 1440 AM and KVON.com.
Broadcasting live from South Napa Century Center.
I returned from combat duty in a wheelchair, but it turns out many apartment buildings can't accommodate me. I fought for freedom and thought I'd be free to choose where I live.
After the phone interview, we assumed the apartment was ours.
But when we showed up, the manager said no longer available.
The only way to stop housing discrimination is to report it.
Please call Fair Housing.